7 o'clock on a Monday here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, all damn glad to have you. All-star break. Home run derby tonight, boys. I know you might watch a little bit of it. There's no Royals in it this year. Found out yesterday that Bobby said it was just exhausting.
Oh, God.
Which we knew that, right? We know that. And, like, that was what they were saying on the broadcast. That I think it was Joel that was reporting it on Sunday. It's like, yeah, it's like in Atlanta, it's muggy. Like, you think it's the same here that it is? It's a little bit more thicker in Georgia this time of year. And he says he just wants to go and enjoy it. So he did say that there was a chance that he would possibly do it in the future. But again, I'll watch. You got Cal Raleigh with 38 home runs. You got James Wood in this. O'Neill Cruz is in this. He'll hit some Cruz missiles as well in this tonight. Ronald Acuna's in this home run derby, the hometown kid. Just always fun to watch this, and I get kind of geeky on it. When it comes to it, because sometimes I'll watch like the StatCast version where it shows like the exit velo and the distance, and you're like, oh, he hit it 110. That's probably gone. 110. You find like the exit and the angle, and you're like, anytime it's like 32 and 110 home run.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of fun to watch, plus the announcing of it as well. So
are they bringing back, what's his name for the home run derby? Berman for this one, since it's ESPN's kind of last go round.
We'll see.
You know, with Major League Baseball, is Berman going to be part of this thing and give us the back?
I hadn't heard. I always loved Berman throwing out like a local restaurant or a place, and he'd be like, that's at Pat's Bar.
Yeah.
No one knows what that is. Speaking of Berman, a lot of people love or hate, whether you want to or not. Joe Buck is a guy that not a lot of people love in Kansas City. Maybe they've come around on him since that 2014 World Series where he seemed to be in love with Madison Bumgarner, but now everybody loves Patrick Mahomes. You kind of understand where I'm going there.
Right.
When there's just a freak of a superstar in the moment, you kind of just gravitate towards what they are doing.
Was Madison Bumgarner not the best player in that World Series from start to finish? I mean, he pitched three games, dominated, was the best player on the field in that time.
Doom and gloom every time you saw him when he came out, and then they brought him out to close the game. You're like, son of a gun, man.
Dude, like, why are they bringing in Bumgarner here? But it was a brilliant move, and that's how they ended up winning the World Series. He was the best player that day, and Joe Buck was pointing that out, and we didn't want to hear it because we didn't win the World Series.
Right. And the Royals hadn't really lost till they played San Francisco.
Right.
But Joe Buck was at the golf tournament in Tahoe, where Jimmy Rollins got a hole-in-one.
How cool was that, right?
Sick, dude.
I love seeing athletes celebrate moments like that, because that's how you know it's
human.
Big. Yeah, but like Jimmy Rollins probably accomplished a lot. That's probably the luckiest hardest thing to ever do, luckiest thing in sports, however you want to phrase it. And to see the reaction by Jimmy Rollins was money, man. That was awesome.
I hope to have that feeling one day. Never had a hole in one.
I haven't had one yet?
I have witnessed it. My buddy Mike did it right on the tee box in front of me. It was at Hoots Hollow, hole 15. Mm-hmm. Par three, about 153 yards, hit the middle of the green, rolled, disappeared, jumped into my arms. Two grown-ass men.
That's like cool.
Literally, what happened. Thought I blew my ACL again.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, shoot, dude. Like, go get it. go get the ball.
That's fantastic.
I've seen one live. It actually happened this spring. But Joe Buck was asked about the Chiefs dynasty, and is it over yet?
Well, last time I checked, Patrick Mahomes is still playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. And you got another year at Kelsey.
Yeah.
I think the offensive line is still a question mark, but you've got a defensive coordinator that I think is going to go in the Hall of Fame. And you got Andy Reid. I mean, no, the dynasty is not over. It's a new level of excellence that very few organizations ever get to even expect. And that's what we all expect from Kansas City. So does that go on forever? No. But I don't think that's over by any stretch as we sit here in 2025. And, I mean, you guys are done with, like, early Sunday afternoon games. Yeah. You'll never have another one. Yeah, so it's great. I love, like I said, I love going there. I think it's the best stadium for us to cover games in. And we get to do it at night when the place is all lit up. So, I mean, there's nothing that I don't love about that.
So, Joe Buck, fan?
I've always been a fan of Joe. I mean, like, it's never been one of those, oh, I hate Joe Buck. I mean, I hated Madison Bumgarner, and Joe Buck, you know, was his guy in that World Series. But Joe Buck has been doing this now for Patrick Mahomes. And I like the fact that Joe Buck is one of these guys who doesn't feel the need to have to come up with a hot take to get, you know, on Twitter or X or something like that. That's why I've always appreciated Joe. I always appreciate Joe Buck, too, because he works in words from his friends. But he's got a great sense of humor. He is dialed in. into what's going on pop culturally. Like, Joe Buck is really, really good at what he does for a living. And I think listening to him say that, he goes, well, Patrick Mahomes is still there. Yeah, that's the answer to every one of these questions when people want to kind of run down the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes still walking through that door. He's got less hair, but he's still walking through that door than, you know, where he did a year ago. And he's all business right now. And so until he stops walking through that door, this dynasty is not over. I love that answer by Joe Buck.
Yeah, I did an interview on like a New York station yesterday afternoon, and they asked similar questions to like what he was answering. And I, you know, not retaliated, but I asked back because they were like, you know, they were talking big about the number of 11.5 over under.
It's over, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, well, Mahomes has, you know, won more than 11 games every year of his career, but once, and he won the Super Bowl the year they won 11. And he was, and then I asked him, I was like, you know, when you talk about like, is it taking a step back or is this time to take somebody else? It's like, how many times did we do that with Brady and Belichick? And the guys like kind of sat back, laughed, like, I don't think we ever did it. And I was like, so then why are we starting now?
Right.
If the head coach and the quarterback are still together and the quarterback is now 30, wise beyond his years when he was 25. Mm-hmm. Now he's even had more time in the league to kind of adapt to it. Plus he's getting more and more, I guess you could say, mature to the game at the age of 30. Why doubt him now? Plus, Spags is still defensive coordinator. The defense is Pro Football Focus ranked it as a top three defense in the NFL out of 10 of the teams. You know, there's only two above them. I believe it was like Denver and Baltimore, and the Chiefs were third on that list. So you have a strong defensive unit coming back with a strong defensive coordinator who Joe Buck has also said believes he should be in the Hall of Fame someday.
Yeah, I don't know how that's happening. Assistants don't go in unless we change things or put him in the contributor side, which I think he should be. I honestly, honest to God, do think that Steve Spagnuolo should be in the contributor side. But until they let assistant coaches in, they're going to have to find a way to finagle him in under the contributor side of things, because he's been the defensive coordinator that has led two organizations to Super Bowl championships and beat Tom Brady.
And I think the other thing with Spags too is like, it's significantly noticed that he makes a difference.
A huge difference.
And I know we're biased here in Kansas City because we see it all the time, but anywhere you go, you do interviews all the time around the country with other people that want to know about Kansas City, and they'll be like, yeah, Spags defense. Like, what's so, it's like, okay, well, Boston's talking about Spags. New York's talking about Spags. LA's talking about Spags. Texas is talking about, it's always there.
The thing about Spags too is no matter what city it is that's talking about him, he's probably coached there and everybody loves him. You know, like, there's nobody that's going to say something negative about the guy. So not only is he a great coach, he's this great human being too that gets to his players and they play for him. And there's something to be said about that.
And I think that the other thing too that I've loved to see is, maybe this happens more than we think. I know last year the Raiders had the Kermit the Frog. That was the big, you know, talking point last year.
Right.
But I think that the best thing that you love to see from this Chiefs team is that they got blown out in the Super Bowl in front of the entire world, and everybody else is seemingly the ones talking about it. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs are just kind of quiet. And they have the entire offensive band back together. They restructured or re-signed some guys that are, you know, vital captains on this team. Nick Bolton as well in the middle linebacker. You brought back Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco. You essentially brought the same team back. You've stayed pretty mum. And to Patrick Mahomes' credit, when he was on up in Adams, he was like, yeah, I just want to play football and then we can talk later. And I know that that's like the boring side of it, and that's what we've seen before, but I do think that we are set up for a quiet before the storm. And I'm really hoping, because one, I'm begging to see it, which is that offensive obstruction in the league where it's like, oh yeah, all these numbers insist that Patrick Mahomes is slipping. Like, we'll get into it tomorrow about where he ranks in the top quarterbacks in the NFL and why people think that it's slipping. And then every time it seems it goes upon deaf ears, because this question happened again yesterday with this New York team that was talking to me, and they're like, well, his numbers have gone down last year.
So
2 years ago, he had Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, and who else? MVS? Last
Juju,
year,
yep.
Yeah, and Juju. And then last year, his number one and number two wide receivers went down. He had a rookie starting.
Right.
So again, like, there are reasons to it. Yes, it's been 2 years. Yes, we haven't seen the Mahomes of old, but maybe this is the year where it's all of a sudden everyone looks back and goes, oh,
shoot.
Like, well, I think this year's a good year too. There's no pressure on these guys. You know, going into last season, it was all about the three-peat. I felt the pressure as a fan of this team, for God's sakes. And I think we all did, right? Because you wanted to get to that third straight Super Bowl and win that damn thing, right? So all year, you were not playing for fun. You were playing with pressure. And now, being that it's the senior year, there's no pressure of having to do the three-peat or anything like that. They're going to play a lot more free and clear too. And I think that's very important. And I think as we've had this conversation, I think you're understanding why I think stats are for losers like Bill Belichick, because as you mentioned, all these people sit around and talk about stats, but they don't understand why those stats are the way that they are. They just look at the numbers and say, well, he's on a decline. Well, no, that's not the case at all. If you're going to say that Patrick Mahomes is on a decline, then cite examples as to why you believe he's on a decline. And then I'll present the other side, like Dusty did to the folks in New York. Kadrapius Toney, Sky Moore, all the injuries last year. Oh, by the way, still no offensive line for the last, you know, year and a half or so, or however long it's been that we've been looking for that left tackle to kind of rise to the occasion here in Kansas City. And overcoming it all, overcoming subpar teammates at times, Patrick Mahomes has still gone to three straight Super Bowls. And so you can take your stats and shove them up your ass, because that's where they belong. And that's why I hate when people want to refer to the stats, because they don't tell the big picture. They tell a little bit of a story, and you've got, okay, here's the outline of what's going on. Now give me the meat and potatoes of it. You gave me the thesis statement with the stats. Now prove to me why these stats are bad. Well, I really can't, because he doesn't have a left tackle. He doesn't have wide receivers. Everybody's been hurt. Kadarius Toney, you know, carry the one. And here we sit. You've got to, if you're going to give me the stats and say they're down, you have to understand why they were down over the last couple of years. And if you understand why they were down over the last couple of years, then you don't care about the stats being down, because you realize what Patrick Mahomes was able to do with injuries all over. Oh, by the way, he lost his running back last year too. I mean, like, how many more? And he still went to the Super Bowl, and people still want to say his numbers are down. Anybody who's telling me that Patrick Mahomes' numbers down is not good at their job. They're clueless. They don't understand the big picture. Take a big picture look and see why. Okay, Patrick Mahomes' numbers down. Why? Something must... Oh, gosh. Look at the wide receivers that he has. I don't know any of these people. Oh, his running back was hurt. He doesn't have a left tackle. Wanya Morris. Like, what are we doing here? Kadrapius Toney. That's why those numbers are down. So when these people tell you, oh, Mahomes' numbers are down, they're clueless mooks.